huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and this is a bit of a Matrix scenario where I'm doing a Facebook Live on how to do Facebook Lives live in a group about Facebook Lives. So say hi, everyone.
Hi.
So, we're live. We're live, yeah. So we're on the Brand and Marketing Masterclass live. And we're doing a section on leveraging Facebook, leveraging social media for your brand, your reach and your revenue. And Billy's just asked us to do a bit of a session on Facebook Lives. So first off, why would you do a Facebook Live over, say, a pre-recorded video? Well, a pre-recorded video will not get the same reach on Facebook that a Facebook Live will. Obviously, you can't do a Facebook Live on LinkedIn, so you can do pre-recorded videos for LinkedIn and YouTube, but Facebook are dramatically biasing the reach of their own Facebook Lives. Now, the reason for that is because they want you native in their platform. That's their platform, that's their video system. If you do a Facebook Live, you're staying in Facebook, you're not leaving. Other people are coming into Facebook to watch your lives, so you're in their ecosystem and that's what they want. So because of that, they will give you dramatically more reach. I told you, I tested text posts and it gets about 1/5 to 1/6 of the organic reach for me than a Facebook Live. I also tested doing pre-record videos and it seems they get about 1/3 to 1/4 the reach. Now, it will vary from person to person. So that's sort of reason number one why you do a Facebook Live. Reason number two is obviously you can engage with people. So if you're watching the Facebook Live, please say hi. Tell me a bit about where you are and what you do. Now, I generally don't do all that. Give me a like, give me a share, say hi. Hi, Dave. Hi, Mark. I generally don't tend to do that on a Facebook Live. If you were only doing a Facebook Live, that would be good because you're engaging. I mean, if you think about it, if you're quite an influencer and people are watching you live, like I'm saying, hi, Grant. Hi, Mark. Mark's watching while we're on. That's another matrix. So Mark at the back is watching the live while I'm doing the live, trolling me on the live. it's a great way to connect with people all around the world who wouldn't necessarily know you. And imagine if you're following an influencer and they say hi to you, that's pretty cool. But the reason I don't do a load of that is because I want to do content, not just chit-chat. And the second thing is, I'm recording it for a podcast. So if you're listening on the podcast, this is another surreal experience for you. But if I'm recording the live feed on the podcast, I'm going, hi, John, hi, Dave, hi, Joe. Woo, yeah, mwah, nice to see you there. Then obviously that's just wasted time on the podcast. Sorry for wasting your time on the podcast. So I like to, where possible, do a Facebook Live like this and have it repurposable to different media, which means I'm recording it on Facebook, but knowing that 10 minutes and then it won't be able to go on LinkedIn, knowing that if I waffle too much, it might not sound good on the podcast or on YouTube, because I like to leverage my time like we are with this course, doing repurposing of content. Now, you can repurpose a Facebook Live to be a LinkedIn video, a YouTube video. We can take 1-minute excerpts of this, sort of 1-minute segments that stand alone on their own, and they can be Instagram videos. The videos can go on Vimeo. You could take a few Facebook Lives that are maybe a theme and chop them up and make a trailer video. So you can do a lot of repurposing and leveraging of your content doing a Facebook Live. Okay, so the technicalities of doing a live are pretty easy. You go onto the post, you write the piece of text. Now the headline is important. And then once you've written the piece of text, when you publish, there's some options. Watch party, live, publish, poll. Click live, then it'll put the camera up. Make sure that it's tilted in the right way. Just go like this, or just do it live. Just go like that, and then it tilts it. And then you press live, and then you go live. You go live for as long as you want. Now, we had, in the first sort of 3 or 4 minutes, you know, maybe 15, 20, 30, we're now up to 50 people live. So the numbers will go up and up and up. And then they'll get to the point, if you waffle or your content isn't good or it's too long, where the numbers will start to come down. So what I do with my content is I try and watch what people are doing and interacting, try and time it so that I'm building my audience, and then as they start to drop, I'll maybe start to summarise and finish up. That can be anywhere between, actually 5 minutes often isn't long enough. So often 7, 10 minutes, up to 30, 40 minutes, sometimes rarely above 40 minutes. It depends on the quality of your content. Then when it's finished, you press finish, which will be on the bottom right. And then you press publish and you upload into HD. And then that publishes. And then that stays as a recorded video. But to a lot of people, it's sort of still, they think it's alive and they go and watch it. And like you said, Billy, then it will settle down. Then it's on the platform. Now, you can do a live either from your profile, your page, or directly into a group. And there's upsides and downsides of each. So on your profile, it will only reach your friends. On your page, it will reach your followers. In a group, it will only stay in the group, unless the group has selected the public option, in which case it can be shared out. So a big thing about a live after you've done it is being able to get it shared. So if you do it on your page, you can then share it into groups. But if you do it in a group, you can't share it into other groups or on your page. So I mostly do lives from my page. Now, of course, in my groups, I can share my content. In other groups that I mentioned, they won't let you share lives in. Most do, some don't. So you've got to observe the guidelines of the group. Okay, so the other benefits of a Facebook Live, in addition to interacting live with your community, is you get to deliver real-time content. Your lives can be shared by others. So I guess my average video will get 20 or 25 shares. Now, by the way, if you ask people to share your lives, they will. If you don't, they will less so. But I see a lot of people going, hi, it's Rob, and oh, please like and share. But we don't know yet what we're liking and sharing. So the best time to ask for shares is towards the end when you've delivered good content. Because then there's going to be some goodwill for them to share. Now, you never know when one of your lives could go viral. But one day, one of your posts is going to go viral. I.e. 100,000, million, 10 million, whatever views. Now, I've had certain videos that have gone relatively viral. And when I say relatively, not like if David Beckham did a video or if Kim Kardashian did a video, but relative to me, I've got videos, lives, that have got 20 or 50 times the views of other lives. And like we said, Billy, you do it live, you engage with the community, you work in real time, you get to know your community, they comment, you can answer their questions. You can then in real time feedback answers while you're live to create intuitive real time content. By the way, if you've got any questions for me on the live, please post them and I'll answer them. So it's kind of, it's more real time and intuitive than pre-recorded content. Things that work really well on lives, I used to do a lot of these, I've not done any recently, so I need to up my game, ask me anythings. So randomly on weekends when maybe the kids and Gemma were out, I'd not have much to do. I'd just go, hey, I'm doing a live for 60 minutes, ask me anything you want. They get great reach. And that becomes really good content because people get to learn from the answers to the questions that they didn't get to ask or they didn't dare ask that someone else did. So that video live is now live, as in is finished. And now it becomes essentially, thank you for sneezing loudly on my live while watching my live and commenting on the live. This is a test, by the way. So if it bombs, then it was a test. Once it's finished, it's no longer a live. It just looks like a live. It's a pre-recorded video. Then what you can do is start sharing it around. There you go. And it's about a 10-second delay. So you can then go and share it into your group. You can share it onto... This is like The Matrix. For all of you watching live, they're trolling me, watching me live, doing the live, sneezing and answering, asking questions. Right, so we've had a proper question. Yeah, sorry, let me finish this. So Carl has asked a question. Then you want to progressively share it around. So I'll share my videos in about 8 to 10 different groups. They're groups that like me sharing, that have allowed me to share, where the rules state it's okay to share. Now, I'm careful to share content and not always pictures. And I've learned what those groups are over time. And so that might take one live video that might have, let's say it has 50 people on it live. It might then organically get 3,000 views. And that will probably up it to between 5 and 10,000 views. And then if it goes viral, it might get 30, 50, 100,000 views. Now, what you'll want to do is do that consistently, but not all at once. Because you want to leverage your time. So you've done your live and then you're going to go and cop it into 10 groups. But then it just spams the feeds. So next day you want to cop it into one group. The next day, another group with a different headline. The next day, test a bit longer a lead in text and so on. And then it's probably done and then it will get its organic reach. But it's not done if you've recorded it for a podcast, because then it can go on the podcast. So this won't go on the podcast for weeks and weeks and weeks, because I've just done the live and I don't want there to be the duplication. Does that make sense? Anything else I can think about lives? Now, if there is a content specifically about a group, go and do it in the group, because it'll have more reach. If you share a live into a group, it sort of pushes it a bit back in the feed and it looks copied, and a shared live never gets as much views or comments as a live that originated on the platform. So you'll get more views and reach, questions, comments, in a live in a group than if you did a live on a page and then copied it into a group. Now, if you want to leverage your time, copy it into a group. If you want to get maximum reach and comments in the group, do one on the page and then one in the group. Now, with your lives, a few other tips. I got really comfortable doing my lives at home. So I'll just show you while you're on the live. You can see this Joby, this sort of little three-legged tripod. I got really comfortable at home doing my lives. And many of you follow me, you'll recognize there's three pieces of art in the background that are quite bright colors by Pure Evil, Charlie, one of my friends who's an artist. And over time, what I found was the reach, the engagement started to reduce because I think people were used to the location. So 100% changing the locations from time to time gets more engagement. Why? Because when you scroll, you probably scroll past what you habitually know, and something that jumps out that you haven't seen, you probably stop. So that's why it's quite good for me to do this live while we're in the live classroom, because obviously we're in Brand and Marketing Masterclass, you don't usually see me do these. So, you know, when you see people doing them in their cars, in their Lamborghinis or traveling around or whatever, that's quite good to do. When, you know, I told you some of them put it really close to their face. Rotate your phone. Whoops, just don't rotate your phone when it's live. Some people do lives really close to their face. Now, I wouldn't do that a lot. I mean, you can see all my blemishes. This is really uncomfortable. But actually, that's quite a big pattern interrupt. A couple of times when I've done lives, I've just shown my disruptive T-shirt just to get that initial pattern interrupt. Because people who are watching your lives, they don't start watching your lives or book in a week in advance to watch your lives. You're interrupting what they're doing. They're scrolling or they get a notification. That's why you see me do this with my hands. But now a lot of people are doing that. So I'm going to have to start doing this. The horns, just to stay different. All right, cool. Do we have any questions live on doing Facebook Lives, either live in the Facebook Live or on the Brand and Marketing Masterclass? While you're thinking, I've had a couple on the feed. Sorry that you're really close to my face. I know this is uncomfortable for you too. So Chris has asked, Carl's asked, where can I borrow a Lamborghini from? Not me, mate, because I do a good enough job crashing it. Let's have a look here. Chris, do you schedule all of your live broadcasts or maybe analyse what time you get most interaction? Yes, I do. Now, this actually is not the best time, 12 o'clock, but I've got quite good engagement here. It's in the upper 20% I'd get. I think it's because it's a different background and sometimes a different time can pattern interrupt. But Chris, best times for me are usually 8:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. for Reach. So I don't schedule it on Facebook, but I schedule it in my diary. How do you download the live and save the upload elsewhere? I don't know. My outsourcer does that. So one, you just press upload and then it'll upload to Facebook. But my outsourcer's found a way of getting that video off Facebook and then therefore being able to use it for LinkedIn and YouTube, etc. Robert, should you go straight to live or wait for people to join? My view on this might not be the right view for Reach, but it's the right view, I think, for content. Something that really annoys me when I watch someone's live is for a first minute where they're just on the screen. Hi, Richard. Hi, Chris. Just getting ready. Yeah, I'm going to do a live. Yeah, just going to do a live. Hi, Natalie. We're going to do a live. No, we're already doing the live. So I like to go bang straight in with the big claim, i.e. the title, and get straight into the content. Now, they may be doing that not because they're just getting ready to do a live, but that might increase some reach. I don't care. I don't want people to waste their 1 and 2 minutes. So I always make a big claim. The headline is going to get people in. Now, sometimes I feel like it's going to work well because I know the headline. Like, for example, the truth about entrepreneurship. That is a proven headline. That will get loads of engagement. And other times, like this one, is called a Facebook Live on doing Facebook Lives. That was a bit of a test, but it looks intriguing. And then I immediately come in and make the claim. And then if I want to do a bit of, you know, hi, David, hi, Gaurav, etc., I've got you in. I've hooked you in with the claim of what the lives are going to be about. Because remember, I've interrupted you to watch this. You haven't planned to watch this. So that's important. Okay, great. What else have we got? Sam's asked about the phone quality. So I have an iPhone X. Phone quality is definitely good. Make sure you go in your settings. I think there's like a screen speed. I don't know what it's called, but it needs to be 60, not 30. And when you upload, it's better to upload in HD. Do it in landscape rather than portrait because you get more of the backdrop in. You could announce the day before you're doing it because you'll get more people on it. As long as where you're doing it, you have permission to do that, i.e. if you're doing it in other people's groups. Sam's asked, do I have prompt notes? Well, as you can see from this, no, because I know this. But what I'll occasionally do, and I'll show you live if I can, I'll occasionally, like if it's sort of like 9 truths about entrepreneurship, I'll have my like laptop there. And then what I'll do is I'll put the camera like right behind it here. So I'm looking at you live. But if I look down at my notes, it's probably not that dramatic. And I can just do a quick check. Because if I'm doing the 9 truths of entrepreneurship, for example, there's no doubt if I was doing it with no notes, I'd forget 3 of them. So like where it's deep dive, hardcore content, where maybe it's just not my experience, I would write bullet notes. I will not write a script because if you're doing a live, people don't want you going looking at it. So I usually do it on content I feel pretty comfortable with because, you know, you don't want to be going live and then going, actually, I've got nothing to say. So bye, Dave. Thanks for tuning in. Apparently Samsungs are better. Thanks for trolling me, Ian. Right, what else have we got here? Lighting. So I'm not very good with lighting, i.e. all I do is put the camera down, check that you can actually see my face and I get going. Now, when I do it in my car, when it's parked in a certain way, one whole side of my face is just like bright white light. And I try not to do it with then. I try and move the car around a bit or dodge that. But other than that, no. Now, occasionally I've done videos in the garage because the wife's kicked me out of the house. I've got quite a big garage. I've got some nice cars in there. And I've done it in the Lamborghini and it's been a little bit dark, but it's been in a Lamborghini and people have gone, oh, it's a bit dark. What's that car? And they've started to comment on it. So again, it's a pattern interrupt. I know some people, they especially women do this because I didn't even know this existed, but there's this like ring light. And then people, ladies have it with their makeup and it's really good for lighting. I interviewed Nicole Arbour on my podcast and she just sets that light up and it makes you look really good with good depth and everything else. So maybe you can research that. But people don't mind them being raw. They don't mind them being real because that's what a Facebook Live is. So don't have to try and make your Facebook Live look professional. As long as they can hear you well. I mean, I shout anyway, so it's all right. But what we have done in the past, for example, is we've done a Facebook Live there when maybe I've been interviewing someone and the interview has been like back maybe here, then that the sound is not going to reach well enough and that's going to annoy them. And also, that's not really a pattern interrupt because they can't see what's going on in the screen. So ideal, let's have a look at the ideal distance away. It's about there. So it's what, like a 3/4 arm stretch. Something like that is about the ideal distance away. All right, what else have we got? Wow, this has been a 20-minute podcast. Epic. What do you do in your life if you put your foot in it somehow? Well, I always put my foot in it. And if I put my foot in it and it's not going to get me in jail, I'll carry on. If I put my foot in it really badly, I'll delete. I've never deleted a live when I've gone on more than like 30 seconds. And I've done hundreds. I have like gone, highest, fuck. I've done that loads of times, especially at 8 o'clock at night. But once I'm on the first 30 seconds, go. And people like the honesty, the rawness, the realness. You know, you can see this is me. This is not edited or engineered. All right, so Dean's asking what the MP3 recorder is. It's a Zoom H1N. Have you got any questions? Kanjit, what's your name? Hi, Kanjit.
You can see how many people are actually watching the live, or can you turn that off?
I don't know if you can turn it off. I've never tried because I've never wanted it turned off. So yeah, I can see now how many people are watching live and I want to see that because if that goes up, great. If that goes down, I need to either get to the point or do something about that. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I have as well. And I don't know the difference between where they can see the views or not. So that's something you'd have to do some research on. See it on mine. Yeah, I'm cool with that. And I don't care. Yeah. Mark, what's your name, sir? Oh. You can. You can see. So you can see how many people are live. I don't know if you can turn that off. Yeah. And here's the interesting thing. So I've got 46 live now. We peaked at about 53. And I've got 134,000 people that follow me. So thanks, Facebook.
So you mentioned
Billy, what's your name?
Billy.
Hi, Billy.
So I want to know, the outsourcer saves the video.
Yep.
So it's on your, where is it stored? On your phone?
Yeah, so it'll upload to your phone. Sorry, no, it'll upload to Facebook. It won't upload to your phone. That, yeah, you have, I don't know. Do you want me to ask my outsourcer? I can't, I'm on a live. I'll ask him. He's often on the live. He goes into my other Facebook account and goes on the live. By the way, he's messaged me back about the tick. So I'll tell you that. And then if you're watching live, mate, can you let us know how to get a Facebook Live out of Facebook onto LinkedIn, YouTube, etc. Look, you can Google it. I couldn't do it because I'm a techie, like, imbecile. But you could get it done. Any other questions? All right, cool. Thanks for tuning in live on the Facebook Live on how to do a Facebook Live. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And if you think this is good content for other people you know, please share it around. Holy shit, man. We did it. All right, cool. Thank you very much.